Time for the Daily Dose of Ag with Lori Boyer on the award-winning Your Ag Network.
Cattle and calves on feed for the slaughter market in the United States for feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 head or more totaled 11.8 million head as of April 1st. The inventory was 1% above April 1st of 2023, according to the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in the latest cattle on feed report issued on Friday. The inventory included 7.27 million steers and steer calves, up 2% from the previous year. This group accounted for 61% of the total inventory. Heifers and heifer calves accounted for 4.56 million head, up 1% from 2023. Placements in feedlots during March totaled 1.75 million head, 12% below 2023. Net placements were 1.69 million head. During March, placements of cattle and calves weighing less than 600 pounds were at 330,000 head, 600 to 699 pounds were at 260,000 head, 700 to 799 pounds were at 460,000 head, 800 to 899 pounds were at 466,000 head, and 900 to 999 pounds were 170,000 head, while 1,000 pounds and greater were at 60,000 head. Marketings of fed cattle during March were 14% lower than 2023. And the EPA has issued an emergency waiver fuel to allow E15 gasoline to be sold during the summer driving season. I'm Lori Boyer, your Ag Network.
The folks at family-owned Sioux Steel Company have been serving American agriculture since 1918. Wrap your mind around that. Rita Hayworth was born. Time zones were established across the USA, and the planet rejoiced the end to World War I. Oh, and the Sioux Steel Company opened for business in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. To find your local hometown Sioux Steel dealer, visit SiouxSteel.com. Sioux Steel Company, serving American farmers and ranchers for over 100 years and proud to be made in America.